Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Craig Brown, CEO of ECR Minerals, which is a mineral exploration and development company listed on the AIM market. Morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. Great, thanks.
Good. For those listeners who aren't familiar with your company, can you just give us a quick summary of what ECR Minerals does?
ECR is an exploration company focused primarily on Australia at the moment, though we do have assets in Argentina and the Philippines. The main focus of the company is Australia, and our main focus across the board is gold. So at the moment, we're exploring in central Victoria, and we have five licenses and five exploration licenses under application. So, you know, a total of 10 in our portfolio there. And recently, we've picked up the Windida project. We've applied for the Windida project in Western Australia. We've applied for 9 licenses covering a total area of around 1,600 square kilometres in the Yilgarn.
You released to the market news regarding the Australian asset. Do you want to give us a bit more insight into that update?
Yes. Well, we just gave generally an announcement on our progress. I mean, we've completed the drilling at Creswick. We drilled 17 holes for a total of 1,687 metres, reverse circulation drilling. And we were targeting multiple quartz veins within the Dimmock Shale. That's completed. The assays, the samples have gone off to the laboratory, and we're waiting on results of the assays at the moment. But we're quite pleased with how the program went. We had no difficulties, and we're currently now drilling with the same rig at Blue Moon. As announced, we'd completed 6 holes for 774 metres, and I think we've just finished our 8th hole today. So, you know, things are progressing well there. The drilling at Blue Moon, we are also panning the sample which comes out of the ground. It's been quite pleasing to see that we've had visible gold actually in a number of the reverse circulation samples. Now, the gold is believed to be disseminated in this area, which is what we intercepted with in our drilling program last year. So the fact that we're actually seeing visible gold as well is very promising, and so we believe we should get some higher grades out of that. But you know, we'll wait for the results, but it is very promising, the fact that we're seeing visible gold actually in the panned samples.
That's good to hear. I'm sure investors will be pleased. You've recently brought a new person onto the board, Sam Garrett. Can you let us know what sort of skill set, what's this going to bring to the company, do you think?
Well, Sam's an extremely successful exploration geologist, and he's certainly a very commercial exploration geologist. And, you know, he's got 30-odd years experience, and he worked for one of the largest copper producers in the world. So he certainly does have a lot of experience both in gold and copper. He was the person who proposed that we take on the Windida project in Western Australia, and he'd done quite a lot of study and research on that. So it's thanks to Sam that we picked up that project. Sam is also responsible for introducing a project, Greatland Gold, which has been extremely successful, called the Heavy Iron Project, which is within the Patterson license. The Heavy Iron license has had certainly some very substantial drill results recently, and so we're hoping that Sam will replicate that success for ECR.
Oh, so he's bringing in more than just obviously his experience as a geologist to the team.
Well, it's his experience as a geologist and his ability to identify new projects that is the reason why we brought him to the team. So he's certainly got a vast amount of experience. He had a look at Creswick. He liked the project, and he liked what we were doing down there before we started drilling. So that's why we decided to go ahead with the drilling at Creswick's. But he's to get a second opinion, as you always do. But he's certainly a very commercial and keen geologist to find something which is economic for ECR to develop.
That's good. It sounds like you got another asset under your wing there with Sam. In terms of news flow, what kind of expected timeline can investors see happening?
Well, we've got announced results coming out on an ongoing basis, and next week, there'll be more news flow. I mean, certainly, we're keeping the market informed, and so there will be ongoing information coming through and announcements coming through.
Okay, thanks for that, Craig. Is there any additional news that you want to add for your investors?
Yes, we're currently drilling at Black Cat as well, and that's a RAB drilling program, and you know, there'll be an update to the market on that soon. But certainly, we're not just focused on Creswick and Blue Moon, but you know, three prospects in total. And as I say, I believe we should get some very positive results out of Blue Moon. So I'm quite optimistic, that on all three projects that we've got going on at the moment.
So quite a lot on your plate and keeping you busy. Okay. Thanks, Craig. We'll obviously be keen to hear and speak to you again when we get the next bit of news flow with the results.
Excellent. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.